This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast, and I'm Vincent Finelli. We're broadcasting from the corrupt state of Missouri at the moment. And today we're going to be talking about lots of things with Rich Sheehan. Economics, we're going to be talking about the burning down of America, the Second American Revolution combined with the Second American Civil War, as we call it. I don't think other broadcasters have figured it out yet, but hopefully soon they will. And I challenge all of our broadcasters in the alternative media, the unbiased media, to call it like it is and warn America as to what's happening. Rich Sheehan's with us in Montana. Welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning? No, I did not mention cars. I swear to God.
let me get my headphones checked. Well, I got to tell you, Rich, I've been thinking about all these things that are happening in the United States of America, and the country is burning down. There's just no question about it, and I blame it a lot of the blame. On Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Mr. Frey, because he didn't arrest the police who were on camera, the four cops who murdered George Floyd, caused a domino effect across the world. And the damage that that man has done is unbelievable. Now, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, did he do it all? No. This has been brewing for years, decades. But he's the guy. He's the guy who could have prevented the damage. But because of his greed, because of his own reasons, because he is interested in murder and supports murder, he's twisted, in my opinion. And he did not stop it. And when I say he supports murder, he awards honor to baby killers. That's what he does as a mayor. He supports abortion. He supports gay rights, twisted rights, twisted things. And, of course, why would this be any different, letting the country burn down, followed by the world burning down? Why would he do anything to stop it? He is so greedy. It's disgusting. Jason is preparing a clip for us. I wanted to play it. It wasn't quite ready.
Vince, pardon the interruption. You wanted me to actually interrupt you this morning because you had so many clips when we talked last night. You wanted to hold all calls today.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Class, we're not going to be taking any calls, not one. I'm sorry for that. But Rich and I have a lot of things to say, so many things to talk about that we're not going to have time for anything else, but I do have some clips. So one of the things that's really interesting is that in New York City, the police, about 600 of them, Rich Sheehan, have decided that they are either quitting, retiring, or finding out what is necessary to leave, because they feel that they've been left alone, they've been abandoned. Can you imagine that? The police feel abandoned after bludgeoning protesters. So New York City Police Department feels abandoned by everyone, this is Daily Mail, as their 36,000 officers come under greater scrutiny amid the Black Lives Matter protests, with continuing calls to defund the New York Police Department. Now, of course, I'm all for it. I'm all for defunding the police departments all over the country. And there's some thoughts that, well, oh boy, it'd be Mad Max. It would be murder and mayhem and rape and all that. And that may happen. Some of that may happen. But you know what? Where we live, and the population isn't very dense here, but that's for sure. But we don't have a police department. The only police that are around here are 20 miles away, and it takes about an hour and a half or more for them to show up, if they decide to show up at all. And by the way, the police have no obligation, according to the Supreme Court, to protect any individual, nor any individual's property. I'm not really sure what they're for, but, you know, other than to plunder, I'm not sure what they're for. Because if they take an oath to protect and serve and swear to defend the Constitution, and they don't, what do we need them for? Rich Even, I'm sure you have some comments.
Oh, yeah. Can I have the next 4 hours of airtime, please?
Please.
First of all, the problem is not just the police. And I'm going to cite a few articles here, and then I'm going to make some comments before the break, okay? And it's going to seem like I'm sticking up for the police, and in some ways I am, because there's moderation, there's two sides to every story, and often you have to wait for the story to come to fruition before you get a lot more details, because the powers that be, the MSM, they want anarchy. And speaking of anarchy, there was a video out all over the Internet this past week from 1965, and they talk about the playbook. They talk about the flow chart, the blueprint, the template for destruction regarding communism. And basically they talk about how they need to have a lot of basically ass-kissers, yes-men, followers, traitors, cowards, people who are interested in feathering their own nest over the country and dismissing the rule of law. And this is why you always hear me talking about practice what you preach laws, but you have the wealthiest people in the world and in the country doing divide and conquer strategies in order to manipulate, like the planned pandemic agenda and rioting. I'm not saying the pandemic, COVID-19, isn't real. I'm saying the agenda that I've gone over 20, 25 points of this over the last couple of months is absolutely real. And this is why President Trump has to declassify everything. We need laws of excess. If we don't have laws of excess, President Trump, even if you do good things in office, once you're out, the super wealthy billionaires and trillionaires and multimillionaires who sign up for depopulation and all these agendas, they're going to take control back again. I guarantee you, if you have laws of excess in the books and the people decide how much net worth someone can have, this isn't a communist regime. Because the most nefarious people have addictions to power, money, and control. They're the psychopaths, okay? They're the sociopaths. They have addictions not just to power, money, and control, but they also have, they're so weak-minded that these people need to be liked. You can pick them out of a crowd real easy, and basically they're taking control of the narrative in every way. I'm going to mention a few articles here. Now, for those of you who have police officers in your family, I want you to pay attention to these articles I'm about to mention. First, arrested New York City looters, immediately released, none go to jail. St. Louis releases dozens of suspects arrested during violent protests. Next article, nearly all rioters freed from jail in D.C., Next article, New York City arsonist to be instantly freed from jail. Next article, New York City judge releases tourist female lawyer who firebombed police. Next article, de Blasio vows to cut New York City Police Department funding while violent crime soars. Next article, sanctuary in New York City protected illegal gang member wanted for murder. Now, what's the point of me mentioning these articles and the context? I think it's pretty obvious for 99% of the people who listen to this show, because they read and they research and they go by objective facts and not by subjective emotional opinions. What we've done is we've given free lunch to the elite. What? Think about if you're a police officer right now. Now, what happened to George Floyd should not happen. But believe it or not, Minneapolis police had that technique of stomping on someone's neck in their protocol. It's not right. Nothing's right. I mean, I have so much data here from the FBI. Like, there's one thing that's been going around the Internet, murder of blacks and whites in the U.S. in 2013. And whites killed by blacks is 9.83%. Blacks killed by blacks is 53.94%, and blacks killed by whites is 0.77%. You know, we really have to put things in perspective, folks. And this is one of the reasons why Candace Owens and Burgess Owens and a lot of are talking about certain things. Let me mention a few more articles here and a few more statistics. We have to put things in perspective. People await. One of the main reasons for these riots is that the elite, okay, which are basically white, wealthy liberals, they want everybody on food stamps, on some type of government institution or little bit of beer money. They want people high on drugs. They want people killing each other and joining gangs. They don't want people being self-sufficient and building skill sets. So the liberal wealthy class have really enslaved not just the blacks, but everybody. I mean, the Democratic Party, we got to go back in history, and you got to listen to some really good people, like Carol Swain. She lectures specifically and accurately about our history, and she's a black lady. You know, Democrat Senator Byrd, he was a high member in the KKK. LBJ said, I'll have these N-words, and the N-word is not Negro, and I'm not going to say that N-word because everybody knows what it is, voting Democrat for the next couple hundred years. The Democrat Party started the KKK. They started Antifa. They started Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger, she didn't even hide it. It was on video and audio. She wanted, and the people and the money behind her wanted to control the black population. That's why Planned Parenthood was like in 85% of black neighborhoods. Well, the Democrats also voted against civil rights acts. They were pro-slavery. So now we're in a situation where we're allowing murder, rape, mayhem, despair, suicides, drugs, destruction, no rule of law, no restitution for the people who are actually the victims of all this. And so there's so much for this bad virus. All this rioting in all these blue states where three-quarters of the so-called deaths come from, even though they had gunshot wounds or they had heart attacks or cancer or car accidents, they were still thrown in the COVID-19 category. What's happening, folks, is that people are waking up. I mean, to allow the murder, rape, and mayhem that's going on and to get rid of the police that is there to protect us, because we do have good police. The Democrats need black votes. Rasmussen poll shows 40% of black voters approve of Trump. I'll go into more detail after the break. Thank you for being here today, folks.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us, and we're going to play a clip after the bottom of the hour break. So, Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. I appreciate it. The reason why I mention those articles, folks, and it's so disturbing to me that I have to shortcut every message because I never have enough time with all the information I have. But think about all these blue cities and states that are allowing criminals to go free after the police arrest them. Is it possible that maybe these police are just saying, hey, we're hung out to dry, the system is unsustainable, it's too corrupt? I mean, look at the New York City cops. How many of those knew about Anthony Weiner's laptop? And how many of you, of those police, actually came forward? See, when you put your own self-interest before the rule of law and the people, the police start saying, WTF, what's the sense? The whole system. And so when you arrest the bad people, and guess what happens in history? You look at the Bolshevik Revolution, look at the Nazi brown shirts. Basically, the powers that be use these behaviors as a litmus test. So the good cops left who basically had certain good behaviors, cared about the rule of law, whatever their Constitution or Bill of Rights or whatever they had, those people followed it. And then they threw up their hands and they said, okay, we're leaving, which I'm seeing a lot of police do around the country, especially in the blue states and cities. Well, guess what happens when that happens? The bad guys stay. Now, I'm not saying all the bad guys stay, but the proportion of good to bad usually goes in those directions. Now, let me share three articles with you real quick. Chicago police close exit ramps to protect wealthier northern suburbs from looting. Next article. The Fed just unleashed $1 trillion in new debt. Companies took the money and spent it on dividends while firing millions of people. And who owns the dividends, folks? The top 7 to 10% own the great, great, great majority of them. Next article. Ted Cruz teaches Senate masterclass on Obama spying. Total annihilation. Phenomenal stuff. What do those three articles have in common? It means that the powers that be are protecting the funders, the wealthiest of the wealthiest, while they're letting us poison ourselves against ourselves. What is happening here, folks, is the people at the top of the most corrupt hierarchy in the world, which is the globalists, like Ted Cruz's article says, the reason why they're doing this is because they don't want a lot of this information to come out. They realize that the people are waking up and the big corporations, which are funding the fascist riots to eliminate small business competition, were basically just bailing out the rich. The media is lying, all this COVID-19, but yet we have shoulder-to-shoulder protests where we would have normally had, according to the CDC and Fauci and all these other people at the top and the NIH, we should have millions of cases right now. Now, again, I'm not saying it's real. It's not real, pardon me. I'm just saying that the agenda behind this virus is a lot more real than anything out there. Look at the chain reaction. Look at the forced austerity, not representing the little guy, the crashing of the economy, the delegitimization of work, elimination of free markets. Don't use cash. We've got to use a centralized crypto. Stop patriotic, peaceful assembly. You know, big tech controls more of everything with the UN, the WHO, Hollywood, Soros, and Gates putting more funding into it with our tax dollars. Making people submissive, breaking their will with social distancing and so much more, hiding Joe Biden behind a virtual reality shield, eliminating the legitimacy of voting, so we got to have a rigged system voted by mail, increased domestic violence, depression, division, chaos, infighting, eliminating freedom and liberty in the Constitution, food shortages, lack of clean water, and nutritious foods. Depopulation, forced vaccines, immunity passports, 5G going up everywhere, which is destroying our immunity system. Folks, these are divide and conquer strategies that are planned. As long as we stick up for our group hyphen and pronoun, it will continue. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Both President Trump and his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, are coming out against calls to defund police, as activists around the country have been arguing for it. During a White House roundtable with law enforcement officials yesterday, Trump said there won't be any defunding, disbanding, or dismantling of police departments. As for Biden, he says he backs funding community policing programs that work to improve relations between police and communities. And he says,
I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness and are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It looks like President Trump could be soon getting back on the traditional campaign trail. Politico's reporting the president wants to start holding rallies by later this month. The president hasn't hosted a rally since March, when the coronavirus put large events on hold. Details about where the rallies will be held and what safety protocols would be in place are still being worked out. The president has been pushing to get back in front of supporters as he falls behind Joe Biden in a number of recent polls. Forecasters say Tropical Depression Cristobal will spread wind, rain, and flooding from the south to the Midwest this week. The storm did bring heavy rains and fierce winds and flooding when it came ashore in Louisiana on Sunday evening. It's expected to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley within 30-mile-an-hour winds, or with the 30-mile-an-hour winds again today and tonight. By Wednesday morning, winds will kick up to 35 miles an hour as the storm tears across Wisconsin and then into Michigan's Upper Peninsula by Wednesday evening. And Kylie Jenner's companies are participating in the Pull Up or Shut Up Challenge. The goal is to hold top makeup companies accountable for diversity by asking them to publicly release the demographics of their employees. Kylie Cosmetics and Kylie Skin releasing a statement saying 13% of their leadership roles are held by black women. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so Jason has prepared a clip that I'd like to play to say thank you, a way of saying thank you to Rich Even for his continuous efforts to educate us about the dangers of double standards, political correctness, group identity politics, favoritism, crony capitalism, insider favoritism, manipulated markets, bribes, payoffs, lying corporations, lying governments, and the like. In 1971, there was a television show. It's called All in the Family. It ran for 9 seasons from 1971 through 1979, 49 years ago. It was about a working-class family. Archie Bunker was the head of the family, his wife, Edith, their married daughter, and her husband. To save money, the married daughter and her husband lived in the same house with Archie and Edith Bunker. So this was a family that worked hard, but had opinions about how things were. And so there are several versions of this song, and I'm going to read you some of the lyrics, because when it was played on television, it was before every one of these broadcast episodes, it was difficult to say what it was difficult to understand what the lyrics were, and I believe intentional. Edith Bunker, who was Jean Stapleton in real life, would screech some of the lyrics. Now, here are some of the lines that I'd like you to pay attention to when you hear the clip that we're going to play. Starts out with "boy." Boy, the way Glenn Miller played. Meaning, wow, the way Glenn Miller played. Now, Glenn Miller was a band leader, a fabulous band leader. Songs that made the hit parade. "Guys like me, we had it made." Those were the days. "Didn't need no welfare state. Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great." Now, what's a LaSalle? Well, a LaSalle is an automobile. It was in production from 1927 through 1940. It was a little bit smaller, a little bit more nimble, and a little bit lower in price than the Cadillac. But it was made by Cadillac under General Motors. So it was a first-class, top-of-the-line car. Okay, "gee, our old LaSalle ran great." Those were the days. "And you knew where you were then. Girls were girls, and men were men. $50 paid the rent. Freaks were in a circus tent." Those were the days. "Take a little Sunday spin. Go to watch the Dodgers win. Have yourself a dandy day. That'll cost you under a fin." A fin was $5. "Hair was short and skirts were long. Kate Smith really sold a song. I don't know just what went wrong. Those were the days." Jason, could you play that, please?
"Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like me, we had it made. Those were the days. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R. Olas, now ran great. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. People seem to be content. $50 paid the rent. Freaks were in a circus tent. Oh, for the day.
Take a little Sunday
spin. Now to watch the Dodgers win.
Have yourself a dandy.
Cause you under a fin.
Hair was short and skirts were long. Kate Smith really sold a song.
I don't know just what went wrong. Those were the days.
There you have it. So that was the opening song of All in the Family. And if you think about it, we really went wrong in 49 years. We had cars that ran great that you could tune up yourself. Girls were girls and men were men. $50 paid the rent. Freaks were in a circus tent. And you could have a dandy day that would cost you under a fin, under $5. We didn't need a welfare state. Everybody pulled his weight. Guys like me, we had it made. There's another version. Guys like us, we had it made. And we used to love to listen to the hit parade. The hit parade was what song was the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, 10, bestseller of that week? That was the hit parade. We used to love to listen to what was new on the radio. And we've all gone our separate ways, scattered like the rats deserting a ship when it's sinking because of technology. We don't need to talk to people. We don't need to meet people. We don't need to see people. We've got the smartphones. There was no tracking the way there is today. There was no inflation like we have today. With President Trump's administration, with these free handouts, the welfare state, I am seeing prices rise, you know, in just a few weeks after he released this helicopter money to every man, woman, and child in the United States, $1,200. If you look on the internet and you want to buy something good, a good quality vintage product, kind of like a Revere coffee pot, a percolator, top of the line, plain Jane, but top of the line in quality, a Cadillac, if you will. That's what we used to call top of the line. It's a Cadillac of percolators, in terms of quality, durability, etc. Well, I used to be able to buy them for about $25 or $30 on eBay. Not anymore. Now they're $75 to $100 for the same darn thing that was made 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Everything that I want to buy has almost doubled, if not doubled or more, because of the inflation. Now, Rich is going to be talking about the economy, but let me be very clear about this. The reason that we had this opulence, this decadence, this outrageous, disgusting greed in the United States, the way people were able to afford this was because we were the reserve currency of the world. Every other country had to earn money, not us. We could print it and lend it to them. And that's what we did. We created it out of thin air. And we lent it out. And they had to work and sweat to pay it back. Not us. We'd make more. Well, it's over, in my opinion. And we are now going to pay the price. And the collapse, the fix is in. We are done, toast, cooked. It's just a question of how long will it take. And we're watching it right now. This is like the Weimar Republic, where it took a wheelbarrow full of money, currency, paper currency, in Germany, around the era of the First World War, just after the First World War, to buy a loaf of bread. It would take a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread. And if you had a wheelbarrow, you could buy a city block. No kidding. No exaggeration. Rich Sheehan, any comments?
Well, this is why we got to go back to the basics that we talk about so often: food, water, shelter, energy. You know, especially with the lack of nutrients and the lack of vitamins that we're getting hold of, we have, you know, we're being mechanically, chemically, biologically destroyed with glyphosate and all of our old pastures. We've learned and lost the 19th century skill sets. And we need to dovetail them with 21st century technology. We have fluoride, chlorine, and 200 other chemicals and pharmaceutical drugs and poisons and estrogens and municipal water. We have to get back to the basics. We have to start, you know, creating or growing our own food, getting our own meat and fish, creating our own shelter and being debt free and maybe even going off grid like we do. And getting rid of the smart meters and creating our own power. And, you know, I've said this so many times on the air. Remember, Democrat politicians like the mayor of L.A. said, "You don't do what I say, I'll shut off your water and power." That's tyrannical dictatorships. That's tyranny, okay? That's fascism. And they're making it very clear they don't want you to be self-sufficient. They want depopulation. I've talked about all this agenda that is very much in the foreground now. And we have to realize the whole system is made for the elite to basically siphon these government interventions and confiscations, distribution of wealth from the little guy to the big guys. And they're disguising it with all these terms, all racist and humanitarian and Agenda 21, Agenda 30, global warming, climate change, group identity politics. And that's one of the reasons why over the years I've read so many excerpts from Mark Zelinsky, Clowerton Piven, the Frankfurt School, the Communist Manifesto, to show how we're so drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness and the template that they're using. I mean, here's a couple articles right here, folks. Rosenstein, we all know who he is, admits no Russian collusion evidence existed to justify Mueller witch hunt. Next article. Rosenstein says, in quotes, I should not have signed the FISA warrant. Next article. Shocking evidence shows coordinated effort to orchestrate an uprising inside the United States. Connecting these dots is not very hard to do. What do these 30 cities have in common? They talk about all the Democrat-run blue cities that are conducting and enhancing and fomenting hate and riots. Okay, this has nothing to do with politics or race. This is an excuse because people are waking up. Just like I said about the Rasmussen poll, 40% of black voters approve of Trump. People are waking up. Black congressional candidate and former NFL player Burgess Owens calls white privilege a racist term. Black conservatives reject media's racism and victimhood narratives. This Twitter just erupted when the Democrats did this anti-police stunt dressed in African garb, and the black community said, don't treat Africans like kids. People are waking up to the scams and the shams and seeing how the money is going to the highest bidder, to the people who want to who have this addiction to power, money, and control. You know, we're in a situation that the people aren't getting anything. You know, we make a cake, it goes into the oven, and the little people, the bottom 93%, get a cupcake to divide amongst ourselves. The whole system is corrupt, broken, and unsustainable. Remember Hank Paulson in 2008, feathering his own nest by $200 million? How about today's Deputy Secretary Justin Yusinich? Still has ties to his family's investment firm, which is a major beneficiary of the Treasury's bailout actions.
All right, we'll be right back with Rich
Eubin. Junk bonds, ETFs, banks, high leverage loans, all malinvestment. We're paying
for
it. Would
you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheban's with us. And yesterday I sent this link to Rich Sheban, and we talked about it on the phone. There are not many things that have made me as angry as this particular video. Now, we can't play the video on the radio, but we can play the audio. And here's what it is. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it before we play the video, then I'll tell you a little bit more about it after. So here's the results of people coming to a parking lot and finding that all the tires of every car in the parking lot have been flattened on purpose. They've been spiked. They have been spiked. Not just one tire per car, every single tire on every single car in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on private property, on a Kmart parking lot. Okay? This happened on Monday. Jason, can you please play this very short clip?
I just got back to my vehicle, parked in a lot, and the police slashed 1, 2, 3, 4 of my tires. And they've also slashed every other car that's parked in this lot's tires. Every car that's parked here has their tires slashed. Every single car. Unbelievable. I can't get home now.
They're slicing those guys' tires.
Okay, so what you heard was from the Star Tribune, mainstream media. And so there was a man from Los Angeles. I assume he somehow got to Minneapolis, and he was doing a documentary. And he had a rental car, and all four of his tires were slashed. And I watched the video of these people in uniforms, law enforcement types, literally taking a tool made just for this, a special purpose tool that you can hold in your hand like if you were going to take a screwdriver and pound it into the ground, okay? Kind of like that. You hold it by the handle, and you just go up to a tire, and you slam it through the sidewall. And this tool is so sharp. I researched this tool. This tool you can carry in your pocket like a retractable pen or a Sharpie marker. You take the cap off, and it has the equivalent of a larger diameter than a hypodermic needle, but it's a bologna-sliced needle with a hole in it. So it will literally take out a chunk of rubber and you cannot repair these tires. Once the sidewall is damaged, it is not safe to repair these tires. No quality tire shop will repair a tire that has a hole in the side. And what these police did, they're in uniforms. They went up to these tires and boom, 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 like one, two, three. One tire, there's a video of one of these uniformed thugs putting between 18 and 20 holes in one sidewall tire. One hole's not enough. So what does it cost for the average tire to be replaced in the United States? Right now, I just did the research, up-to-the-minute research, $100 for the average car tire. Ford's car tires would be $400. That's without the towing. Because how do you get the vehicle to where you can have the tires replaced? And what tire shop has, let's say, 400 tires of all the sizes necessary to replace all the tires that have been destroyed on purpose with intent by the police? So the average price is $100 for a car tire, one tire. That's $400 plus towing. So let's say $600 there. $150 per tire for an SUV. That's $600 plus, let's say, $200 towing. $800 there. And for a pickup truck, $200 a piece. $800 for the tires. $200 for the towing. $1,000. Now, who's responsible? Mayor Jacob Frey. Because it's happening in his city with his blessing. These police went out there with these tools designed to do this job, to destroy tires, to destroy personal property. That's what they did. I see the phone is ringing. Please, we're not taking calls today. I'm sorry about that. So if you want to do this, just go to officers/tires. Type that in. See what you find. See if you find the same kind of video. This made my blood boil. Now, this article goes on to say, images from South Washington Avenue at Interstate 35W also show tires with knives deflating the tires of two unoccupied cars with repeated jabs on May 31st. Okay, state patrol troopers strategically deflated tires in order to stop behaviors such as vehicles driving dangerously at high speeds around protesters and law enforcement. These vehicles were parked. Nobody was in them. Who pays for that damage? Are you going to allow the cities near you to destroy your cars and your tires? Are you going to do that? I'm livid. And fortunately, we have a break, and I can let my blood pressure come down 30, 40, 50 points. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.